Headline Report, news and analysis. I'm Robert Pierpoint, CBS News White House correspondent. In view of the amount of time the president spends out here in California and of the recent stories trying to explain how Mr. Nixon acquired and pays for the maintenance of the Western White House, this seems a good time to go into all that in more detail, so I'll do so after this message.
Summer morning, here's a breakfast that's cool, crisp, and delicious. Start with Kellogg's Corn Flakes. They're fortified with 8 essential vitamins. Then slice up some fruit, bananas, peaches, any fruit will do. Pour on some ice-cold milk, have a piece of toast, and maybe a glass of frosty juice. Now that's a cool summer breakfast. So come on, have breakfast with America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal, Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Great taste in the morning, Kellogg's. Great taste in the morning.
This reporter has received several complaints over the past few years from people who resent the use of the term Western White House. As one lady rather succinctly put it, there's only one White House, and that's the one at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Technically, of course, she's correct. But in fact, the White House, over the years, has become a generic term. As well as merely a building in which the president lives and works, it is an institution which acts, speaks, and even moves. That is, it moves with and whenever the president moves. Because wherever the president of the United States happens to be at the moment is called the White House. Even formal documents carry that tradition forward. For example, when President Nixon was in communist China last year, the press releases put out by the press office were labeled the White House, Peking. In the Soviet Union later, it was the White House, Moscow, which, strangely enough, was located then in the Kremlin. The Western White House actually consists of two separate compounds, one adjoining the other. The first is a former Coast Guard station that was, in effect, taken over about 4 years ago by the General Services Administration. GSA constructed a series of single-story offices, each with a small patio, fronting on a carefully manicured lawn that slopes down toward the Pacific. There's also a kitchen and dining room and a small auditorium. This complex, expensively decorated and maintained inside and out, is where President Nixon and his staff do most of their work when in California. Directly north of it, beyond a high whitewashed wall, lies the 26 acres of flower gardens and palm trees of the Nixon estate, Casa Pacifica. The mansion itself is in the Spanish colonial style of California, white stucco walls, red tile roof, patio in the center with living quarters and kitchen around the four wings. Several controversies swirl around these two compounds. For one thing, it's never been made entirely clear just how much the General Services Administration paid out to expand the old Coast Guard station into a sizable new Western White House, or now pays to maintain it year-round. As for Casa Pacifica, actual title, according to the records of Orange County, rests with the Los Angeles-based Title Insurance and Trust Company, not with the Nixons. Title Insurance, in turn, claims that it holds Casa Pacifica in trust for a group of beneficiaries headed by an old friend of the president, Robert Abplanalp. He's the man, it was recently revealed, who loaned the Nixons over $500,000 with which to purchase the 6 acres on which the mansion itself is located. But even title to that still rests with the trust. And neither the Title Insurance Company nor Mr. Abplanalp will say who the other trustees are or where the money came from with which they bought the property on which the president lives. The latest addition to all this controversy is the belated revelation by the White House that the federal government has spent more than $700,000 on repairs and improvements to Casa Pacifica since the Nixons acquired it 4 years ago. Some of this money went to provide special security facilities to protect the president, but some also went for such items as a $13,500 new heating system and a $10,000 glass screen for the swimming pool. These improvements, of course, will remain at Casa Pacifica after it is no longer called the Western White House.
Our volunteer firemen strictly never
warm soda. My head like a Bunsen burner. Wish I had some Alka-Seltzer. Got plenty of water. Man, that Alka-Seltzer would go to work when I drink it. Settle my upset stomach and headache fast. Oh, here it comes again. Anybody got a rowboat?
Put a heart on a 90-day call around the neck of your pet. And give a flea such misery he'll never forget.
Give your dog or cat 3 months of flea protection with the Hart's 90-Day Collar. It's the collar that conquers the flea.
Get a Hart's 90-Day Collar at your favorite store. And teach your flea, it's no fun to be a flea anymore.
This has been First Line Report, and I'm Robert Pierpoint, CBS News White House correspondent.